Blog Talk Radio.
Phoenix Soul in this, hey. I am Rhymes on the track.
Covenant Cafe, hit you on a Sunday. Say it radio, flip it on Monday. Friday too, you can get it Tuesday or one day.
That's the hour radio.
Now the Tuesday spot, that's a given. Not your head radio, that's on Wednesday, how you living. See you moving side to side as you listen.
That's the hour radio.
Welcome to the nightlife on Thursday. Indie up, give it to you in the worst way. So Saturday, we gon' serve you like you Thursday.
That's the hour radio.
That's the hour radio.
Network.
You gon' hear the hour radio.
Network.
All the jams is riding on the radio.
Network. That's the hour radio.
That's the hour radio.
Network.
You gon' hear the hour radio.
Network.
All the jams is riding on the radio.
Network. Yeah, that's the hour radio.
What's good, everybody? Dorian P. Tuesday night spot here on the D-Hour Radio Network. And it's going down all around town. Tell a friend to tune in. Yo, we got a show this evening with an amazing actor, writer, Carlos Albon, who's currently going to star in Mark Wahlberg's new film, Mile 22. Just want to thank everybody for just tuning in this evening on the Tuesday night spot where we make it do what it do. Every Tuesday, we're coming back at you. We're going to bring you some of the hottest interviews from some of the most upcoming actors, the hottest actors, R&B artists, musicians, whatever it may be. And then you're going to get a chance to just hear what the crew here at the Tuesday night spot has got on our mind and just want to talk about. Yo, tonight, Dorian Rather right now with Solo Dolo. You know, going to see if the rest of the team tunes in. We got my man Elio, well, it's Miss Sandy, my boy D Slate, all out this evening. But hey, we never know what's going to happen. So this is the place where real people talk about real things, whatever's on your mind. You want to call in and just chime in, feel free to do so. 646-668-2574. Again, that's 646-668-25 is underway coming up here on the Tuesday night spot. Yo, don't want to take any more time from you. We're going to go ahead and get into some of the music around here. We're going to kick it off with Cardi B and Bodak Black. Yo, check this out.
For me, if you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't. You. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just feel on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. my bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these be mad at me, they baby father run a bill. They little you can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't. With you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. If you a f, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just took my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip. I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This is high like a soul. My glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them, none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, the life on the face. Hard to let these know, just in case these forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check on all the shots in low. You can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick cutting. So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, so I make bloody moves. Bloody moves, bloody moves. We'll be right back.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
He's coming home with his neck scratched to catch black. Sweat jackets and dress slacks, mismatch on his breast jacket. Sex addict, and she just wants to exact revenge and get back. It's a chess match. She's on his back like a jetpack. She kept track of all his internet chats, and guess who just happens to be moving on to the next. Actually just shit on my last chick, and she has what my ex lacks. Cause she loves danger, psychopath, and you don't fuck with no man's girl, even I know that. But she's devised some plan to stab him in the back. Knife in hand, says the relationship's hanging by a strand. So she's been on the web lately, says maybe she'll be my Gwen Stacy. Spider-Man, and I know she's using me to try to play him. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne after the first night, but tonight I am.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my life, now we're falling like the rain. Let the river run.
One nightstand turned into nightstand. It was called a light grand. Now we hung tight and
he found out. Now she feels deserted and used cause he left. So what he did it first to her too. Now how am I supposed to tell this girl that we're through? It's hard to find the words, I'm aloof, nervous, and sued. I want this to hurt, but what you deserve is the truth. Don't take it personal, I just can't say this in person to you. So I revert to the studio like hole in the wall diner. Don't have to be reserved in a booth. I just feel like the person who I'm turning into. Irreversible, I prayed on you like a church at the pew. And now that I got you, I don't want you. Took advantage of my thirst to pursue. Why do I do the dirt that I do? Get on my soapbox and preach my sermon. And speech detergent and bleach is burning the wound. Cause now with her in the womb, we can't bring her in this world to the new. To use protection for I'm pitted to your forbidden fruit.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my life, now we're falling like the rain. So let the river run.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Hey, what can I say? If life was a highway, deceit was an enclave, I'd be swerving in five lanes, speeds at a high rate, like I'm sliding on ice, maybe. That's why I made that came at you sideways. I can't keep my lies straight. What I made you terminate, my baby. This love triangle left us in a rectangle. What else can I say? It was fun for a while. Bet I really would've loved your smile. Didn't really wanna abort, but fuck it, what's one more lie to tell our unborn child?
Been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my lies now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
Yo, the Hour Radio Network, Tuesday night spot. And like I said, it is going down tonight. Yo, not going to waste too much time. We do actually have our featured guest tonight, Mr. Carlos Albon, with us. And, yo, before I bring him on, for those of you who don't know, Carlos has been acting in theaters, film, and television in a variety of character roles. And this summer, the movie's already is scheduled to hit theaters on August 17th. He will be in the highly anticipated film Mile 22, opposite side of Mark Wahlberg. Originally, he's from Ecuador. Carlos moved to the U.S. with his family when he was 7 years old, and he's the youngest of six children who spent time in Buena Park, California, before his family moved to Sayreville, New Jersey. He discovered acting almost by a fluke when he accompanied his cousin for an audition for the musical Oliver, and then landed the title role at the age of 14. Carlos landed a serious role on Sesame Street for five seasons, He also went on to appear on notable television shows such as Oz, Law and Order, Prison Break, to name a few. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I'm going to bring the man of the hour in, Mr. Carlos Albon. Carlos, how are you doing today, man?
Hi. I'm good, man. How are you, D?
Hey, just fine. Thank you. Thank you for sitting down with us this evening, man. We know you got a lot going on right now, but we do want to just thank you for taking out the time to stop by the spot and impart your wisdom on us.
Yeah, man, it's my pleasure.
That's what's up. Now, listen, I know I just gave an introduction, man, to who you were, to the actual people, but why don't you go ahead and put some things in your own words, man, and say hello to our guests.
Yeah, I mean, I've been acting for, first of all, hello. It's really a pleasure to be here. I've been, like you said, I've been acting for almost 30 years, and I'm in this film coming out this summer called Mile 22, and I'm really excited about it. It's my first action role. I've always wanted to do something like this, and now I finally got the chance to do it. I'm thrilled, and I got to see the film recently, and it looks just awesome, so I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
Man, you know what? I was checking out the trailer, and just the trailer alone, man, it's moving along pretty good, but all of a sudden, man, when you show up, I hate to use this, well, no, I ain't going to use this language, but when you show up, it looks like stuff's about to go down if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
From just the way that it was put together, it's like, uh-oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is going to be a little bit more than what I originally thought. So talk to everybody about your role in the movie, man, and things as such.
Yeah, so the film is about a team of CIA agents that is kind of embedded in this American embassy in this third world country. And the team is led by Mark, and the other members of the team are Rhonda and Lauren from The Walking Dead and myself. My character's name is Douglas, also known as William Douglas III. And, he's a member of this team. He's their U.S. Special Forces. It's called Ground Branch, the branch of the military that they belong to. And, they're not based on any, like, actual people, but these branches of the military actually exist. So, we were like, representing something that is out there in the world. So the film is a lot of fun to watch. It's, like, it's super intense. There's a lot of action. There's a thriller element to it. It has a little comedy too, but at the same time, there's this sense of like realism and the sense that like this is something that is real. Like these are stories that you
mm-hmm.
don't hear about, but there are things that really happen in the world. So it's it was a thrill to do on so many levels.
That's what's up. Now, when you said Rhonda, for those who don't know, you're talking about Rhonda Rousey, correct? UFC
yeah.
fighter,
yeah.
WWE star.
Badass.
Trailer, I thought. I'm sorry to cut you off. When I was looking at the trailer, I thought I saw her. How was it working with Rhonda?
Dude, she is so cool. She's like, I didn't know. I didn't know her. Like, all I knew about Rhonda before I met her and worked with her on this film was like, what I've seen on UFC, and she, she's like, has this like persona of being like kind of quiet and angry, and like kind of mean, and then I met her and she's like the coolest, like sweetest, nice, like she's so curious and like kind of talkative, and she was awesome. I loved working
That's
with
what's
her
up.
And she's
what's
also
up, man.
She's great in this film, dude. She's like, she's been studying acting for the last like 6 years because this is something that she wants to like move into, and she's grown a lot, and she's great in the film, dude. I can't wait for you guys to see her. She's great. She's the real deal, She doesn't joke around. She is who she is because she works her ass off.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, we talked about Rhonda. Mark Wahlberg is in this movie as well, and you're starring alongside him. Man, just talk to us about. I know this is your first film, you said, correct?
It's my first action film. I've done a lot of films in the past, but I've always wanted to do an action movie, and this is my first action film. So,
okay, so your first action film. Talk to us just about just the experience and working with Mark in the process.
Yeah, Mark is, you know, I mean, he's been around for a long time. He's like a total pro.
Mm-hmm.
His like level of professionalism and preparation when he shows up to the set is the best. You know, he's just incredible. Like, he shows up and he knows everything backwards and forwards. He's just great at what he does. I mean, he's awesome in the film. You know, he's also one of the producers. So like, I was kind of intimidated, you know, before I met him, because I was like, this is a big deal for me. You know, he, you know, doesn't know if I can cut it probably, but he knew who I was before I started working with him, because he was one of the producers, so he hired me. So I also came in knowing that, and he was great, dude. He, like, made me feel part of the team. Everyone did, you know. All of the people working in the film are, like, super accomplished and pretty famous. So it was great to, like, have them kind of, you know, make me feel like one of them.
That's what's up, man. Now you said you've had, just over the years, you know, since you're 14, acting has been, you know, one of your passions and things and such. But you said this is your first action film. How do you train your mind for an action film? Like is it mind? Is it body? Like what steps did you actually take to prepare yourself for this role?
You know, it's all of those things. It's mind and it's also body, but. So before we started filming, for several weeks, we actually trained with a Navy SEAL and an Army Ranger. We trained with them for a couple of weeks, and they taught us. They taught us how to, like, operate as a unit the way that they would operate, because, again, you know, we were representing actual branches of the military, so they wanted to make sure that we look like who these people are and behave in the way that they behave on the field. And they also taught us how to use the weapons properly. We got, you know, a lot of weapons training, which was super cool, a lot of fun, a big responsibility, but it was awesome. I loved every second of it. You know, it was that, and then the combination of, like, finding out as much as we could. Like, you know, I watched a whole bunch of action movies. I mean, that's something that I do anyway, but, you know, I just kind of, like, refresher, like, just watched a lot of stuff to, like, kind of get myself in that mindset, see what other people do and how they do it. And then, you know, like, think about the character and read the script, and then just be alert and, like, look around me and, like, learn from the people around me. And I just kind of try to work all those things together to create the character that I created.
Wow, man, that's definitely what's up. You know, one of the things I was looking at when I was watching the trailer, man, there's this scene where you're in a it looks like you're in, like, an infirmary kind of, from what I saw. And it looks like you're getting ready to you were laying down like on a bed, and all of a sudden, man, you just went to town. I'm blood flying, there's people flying.
Yeah.
And that scene alone made me say, uh-oh, wait a minute, this is something that I want to see.
Dude, that scene is amazing.
Can you just go over that scene with me for a minute, man, and just talk to me about the scene, how it came through, and what you were thinking in the midst of.
That actually was not me. The person who plays that role, his name is Iko Uwais. Yeah. And he is... he's an Indonesian action star. You guys might know him from the Raid movies, and he's a killer, dude. I mean, like, he is really the revelation in this movie. Like, he's gonna blow up. Like, when you see the stuff that he does in this film, like the martial arts that he practices, which I've never seen before, he is a killer, dude. He's just incredible in this. And, you know, I didn't see any of the filming of that scene, but I did see the movie, and it's incredible. And not just that, but, like, he kicks ass just throughout the film. He's incredible.
Okay. Well, DP stands corrected. I do apologize. Now, let's talk about some of your earlier work. I'm a big fan of the series Oz. To say, man, I've seen just about every season. And you had a role in the series Oz, and we're talking early 2000s,
It probably was early 2000s. I did like
late
I mean
90s,
I only
early
four 2000s? Episodes of it. Yeah, something like that. I don't remember. It was just so long ago. Yeah, I played a character. I don't remember what the name was. I think he was Luis Ricardo, maybe. And he was the brother of one of the inmates. And it was like this kind of story arc where every time our family went to visit him in prison, there was one person missing. But that was really cool, too, dude. I mean, that was, you know, that show was kind of revolutionary, you know, what it did.
Mm-hmm.
The golden age of television that we're living in right now, it definitely owes a debt to those early HBO shows like The Sopranos and like Oz.
Yes.
You know, so it was just a great thing to be a part of.
And you know, so the one thing that I often seen is a lot of people who were in Oz somehow found their way on the Law and Order, kind of like yourself. You know, it almost seemed like a seamless transition as Law and Order, you know, I mean, as those shows pretty much just transition characters throughout the process.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for saying that, or was that just part of the process?
No, you're not. No, you're not wrong. But here's the thing is that both of those shows, the original Law and Order and also Law and Order Criminal Intent and SVU, they all shoot in New York, including an Oz shot in New York as well. So, studio where they shot Law and Order was about, half a mile away from where they shot Oz. Like, so, you know, those casting directors are drawing from a lot of the same pools of actors. So, you know, it's almost like a rite of passage. Like, if you're a New York actor,
sure.
Once you get your first Law and Order, you're like, okay, now I can, like, now I'm made. Like, now I know that I am officially a theater actor because I've done my Law and Order. I actually appeared in a couple of episodes of the original Law and Order. Like, you'll see the same actors kind of, like, appearing in different roles because, you know, over the years,
mm-hmm.
they just keep using the same pool of people. So. But yeah, you're right. You will see the same people over and over again.
No, and that's awesome. Like the one thing about, and I can honestly say this, just watching Oz over the time that I did actually see it, I could never identify where this place was until you're just telling me now, like, oh yeah, that was shot in New York. Like I always thought Oz was like somewhere in Kansas. as quote unquote the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was somewhere in Kansas, and now that you're telling me that, you know, hey, this show actually was filmed in New York, it's like, oh, now it makes sense, just with a little of the grittiness of the actual program itself, and just the way things actually went as a whole. Now I'm like, okay, I get it, I understand it. So, oh man, that's what's up. So outside of the new movie, man, Mile 22, what's in the future, man? Like, what you got going?
Well, right now, you know, I'm like, the movie comes out on Friday, so I'm super excited for people to see it, and hopefully something will come of that. As of right now, I did a play on Broadway last year called Sweat. It was a play that won the Pulitzer Prize for drama last year. And, you know, that production is over. It's not on Broadway anymore. But they're going to do a tour, so I'm going to be a part of that tour. So I'm actually starting rehearsals in a couple of weeks for that. You know, so it's good. It's, like, nice knowing that the movie's coming out, but that I'm heading into, you know, something else that I know is good and familiar. And then, you know, looking into the future and hoping the next thing comes along. You know, it's the life of an actor.
That's what's up, man. Now, you know, I hear a lot of actors talk about how they, you know, started out with the theater role and then, they moved television shows and then onto the big screen movies. What is, honestly, in your opinion, what is the, for an actor who's up and coming in the industry, what's the biggest hurdle that they have when it comes to moving from theater to the big screen, you would say?
I personally don't think that there is a hurdle. I think that those two things kind of go hand in hand. And I personally, and this is a personal opinion, and I'm sure, you know, many people probably don't share it, and probably many people do, But I think that a lot of the best actors that you'll see on screen are also theater actors. You know, like Philip Seymour Hoffman was a theater actor, like an incredible theater actor, and he continued to do theater throughout his film career. Meryl Streep is a theater actress. Tom Hardy is a theater actor. Like, the first time I saw that dude was on stage. You know, Michael Stuhlbarg, like a lot of these actors that you see incredible character actors, they're stage actors. So, because that's where you kind of learn the ropes, like that's where you get your skills, and then you apply that to film. But, I personally don't think that, I don't think it's a hurdle that you overcome as a stage actor. I think that it's actually like an asset that you have in your back pocket that you can really use.
Now, to me, it makes a lot of sense as far as it being an asset. To me, I'm just putting myself in the position, I would think I would be much more scared to be in front of a large audience or a live audience, so to speak, night after night, although, you practice your role time and time again, but there's always a chance that you could, bumble a word or forget a line. Or something like that, and everyone sees it. Am I wrong there, or do you guys, or has the theater become so advanced now? If you forget a line, there's somebody in your ear cueing you to what it is.
No, not at all. But like, that's part of it. You know what I mean, right? That's kind of part of what makes it so exciting. Is that like there's a script and there's a story. But anything can happen. Like, things go wrong all the time, and then you have to figure it out, you know? And you're in front of an audience, and every audience is different, and every audience is going to react differently to, like, you know, the way you are, and the way your character is, and the way the other characters are. Like, every audience is different. No show is the same any night. So it kind of prepares you to, like, be on your toes and be ready for anything. And actually, while I was shooting this film, Peter Berg, the director, he has like a different style of shooting. So he like really likes improv, and he kind of sets up the way the scenes are. He kind of like rehearses the whole scene, and he almost as if you're in a play. And then he like has four different cameras rolling at the same time, and then he just rolls. Like, he doesn't yell cut. You know, he'll like roll for like 20 minutes. And he will throw things, not literally throw things, but like he'll like throw lines at you that he wants you to say. He'll like make new things up that he wants you to in the moment. I was actually able to apply some of those skills that I learned on stage during this process, which was amazing. And I was like, oh, I know what this is. Like, I know this, you know?
It's like improv.
Yeah, a little bit like improv. It's a little bit like live theater, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You have to be ready for anything.
No, that's what's up,
yeah,
man. So,
I mean, you know that because you're a radio host. Like, you got to improv all the time.
Oh, yeah, man. You never know what people are going to say.
That's right.
So that's the cool thing there. Now, let me ask you this. Are there any individuals in this industry that you haven't had the opportunity to work with that you look forward to working with?
Oh my God, dude! There's so many. There's just so many. It would be really hard for me to list them. I'm particularly excited about the diversity that we're seeing in Hollywood right now. You know, I think that like Hollywood is actually like ahead of the game, like ahead of the theater even. Like, I just see a lot of like up and coming, you know, actors and directors of color. That I think is a big win, and I'm really excited about it. Like, I mean, I'm just off the top of my head, like Jordan Peele, for example. You know, it's so exciting that he transitioned from like what he was doing as a comedian, as an actor, to now like making films. I mean, Get Out was like brilliant, you know, and like not just brilliant as a scary movie, but as like social commentary. Like, it's just amazing. So like, I want to work with people like that. You know?
Sure. Okay.
And I think it's exciting, and there's so much opportunity out there right now.
And you're right. You're right 100%. Like, you know, I have seen some things in Hollywood where it's really causing for people to be able to open up their minds. And like, in my opinion, I think the movie that Jordan Peele did, Get Out, caused a conversation that America just wasn't having on so many different on so many different issues, even within the actual movie. So I definitely see where you're going there, man. But I got to ask this question. I mean, I know you said it's the diversity. There's got to be that one guy that you grew up and you were just watching always. You're like, oh, or maybe woman, like, oh man, if I could just get on stage with her, it'll be magic. I say that about Denzel. Now I don't act, but I just after seeing him in Role Over Role, you know, throughout the years, you know, I'm like, oh man, if I could just get in front of this guy and just have a chance, oh man, I just love to do it. There's not one person in Hollywood that makes you feel that way.
Man, I just feel like any answer that I give is going to sound so generic. Like, love Steven Spielberg's movies, you know, for instance. Like,
sure.
I would die to be in to work with him. I think he is, you know, I just think he's a genius, you know, and like,
yeah.
But everyone wants to work with Spielberg.
But everyone wants to work with him.
Everyone would say, like, who wouldn't say that? Like, anybody would say that, you know? But
the reason why I get you to say this is because you never know who's listening in.
I know. I mean, you know, working with Mark was a thing.
Steven might be just relaxing. Go ahead.
I hope so. If he is, you know. Working with Mark was a dream come true, dude. I mean, like, it really was. I grew up watching him.
Sure.
I grew up watching him. So
now, did you grow up watching Marky Mark, or did you grow up watching Mark Wahlberg?
It was both, you know. It was Marky Mark, and then it was Mark Wahlberg, you know. And I have mad respect for him because for someone that started out that early, you know, that started out that young,
mm-hmm.
and doing something else like in music, and then transitioned to acting, and is still around, and not only still around, but like, one of the biggest movie stars in the world, and also like
yes.
does all these other things on the side. Like he produces. I mean, he produced this film. You know, obviously he produces a bunch of TV stuff. He has like a restaurant chain. He has
mm-hmm.
a car dealership now. Like that dude is so smart, because you got to be so smart to be where he is and to have been around for as long as he's been around. You know, so like. That was a dream come
exactly.
true, and also a real learning experience, you know. Like, when you meet people like that, you have to, like, realize just, like, and watch how they operate and learn something, you know, and then use it.
You're right 100% there, man. Man, you know, Carlo, I thank you for stopping through the Tuesday night spot, man, this evening. Now, let me ask you this question. I know you started out young. But I'm pretty sure,
yeah.
man, there are a lot of actors out there who have been doing their thing, and they just haven't, you know, been able to catch that big break or find a way onto the main screen. What words of encouragement, man, can you give to them about, you know, just continuing with the process?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, the thing that I always say to people when they ask me that is, you know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, you know, like, the race is long and you got to pace yourself, and there's going to be moments where you're going to feel exhausted and defeated, and you're going to feel like you failed, and maybe you did, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you got to get back up. Like, that's just what it is. You got to keep getting back up, you know, ever tried, ever failed. No matter, try again, fail better. Like, just keep trying, just keep working on your art or whatever it is that you do, and just keep trying to improve and do the best that you can. And, you know, and obviously there's no guarantees, man. Like, there's no guarantees in anything.
Sure.
And luck has a lot to do with it, you know. Like, I've worked really hard to get to where I am, but I've also been fortunate. So, like, you just got to stick it out. You just got to stick it out.
Mm.
And then the other thing,
man,
I would say, honestly, is, like, just don't be a jerk. Because it's a small world. And, like,
attitudes, everything.
Out.
Everybody's connected, huh?
Yeah, man. Be a good person. You know, be a good person. like the best people that I've worked with, and like, you know, the people that are at the top of their game, for the most part that I've met, they're just good people, you know. So, you know, I think that's those two things is the best I can say.
Man, you know what? That's gold, man. You know, because there are a lot of people, as they're doing and they're going along the journey, they're like, man, I've been in this 5 years, I haven't got a break. Been in this 7 years, I haven't got a break. But you just told them, hey, this isn't a sprint. You know, this is a marathon. You got to be in it for the long haul to be able to make that dream come true. It just doesn't happen overnight. And it's somebody that just needs to hear that, because I'm pretty sure when you're an actor, you're probably thinking about giving up after every single audition that just didn't go right. You know,
absolutely, dude. After every job, like after every job. And no matter how many actors I talk to, like real, like people that have been around forever that are super successful, every actor thinks when their job is over that they're never going to work again. They're like, this is it. That's it. I'm never going to work again as an actor. I'm never going to get hired again. Every actor has that feeling. But it's always false, you know. That is a false. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, that's just you lying to yourself. So you got to shut that voice down and believe in yourself.
That's what's up, man. Yo, like we like to tell everybody, man, Carlos, that comes through, your family, man. So anytime that you got anything going on, please be sure to just contact us, reach out, man. We'll get you on the program. I'm on tonight solo. Normally we have a three man crew and a woman, but tonight I'm rocking solo with you. And I just thank you for all of your time and just wisdom that you've been able to impart on us. So just know you're family now to the D Hour Network Tuesday Night Spot. So before you go, though, I need you to do this. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and give that plug, man, so people can go ahead and catch you this weekend.
Yeah, so my Twitter is Carlo_Alban. My Instagram is @7inbinary. I know it sounds weird, but it's just, it's all one word, SevenInBinary. You know, go see Mile 22 this weekend. Comes out all Friday, August 17th. You're going to see some powerful, kick-ass women. You're going to see Eco Waves doing some martial arts like you've never seen before. You're going to see Mark being a badass. You're going to see, you know, explosions. And some awesome gunfights. It's a great time. It's a great thriller. It's a great film. Go see it.
That's what's up, man. Yo, I'll make sure I go take a date to actually see it this weekend myself. And then I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to tweet out, you know, DP. Going to tweet out to you, letting you know that I'm in the theater. Might even take a little picture of us, you know, not toward the screen or nothing, but a picture of us showing that we're supporting you and everything that you do. Carlo, thank you for showing up tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Enjoy your night. You too. Take care.
D Hour Radio Network Tuesday Night Spot. Those were the words of Carlos Alban, actor doing this thing. Make sure you check out the new movie with Mark Wahlberg, Mile 22, coming out this Friday, August 17th. Yeah, what we're about to do right now, step away, go ahead and get back into the action, D Hour Radio Network, for the Spin Some Tunes. We'll be right back at you.
Huncho. Quavo.
You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in one deep.
Now I'm a freak.
People want me for one thing.
That's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
One coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
6 kiss feet.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you know I love it when the music stops. But come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music stops. But come on, strip
chip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Off my feet, you know that I don't need no money when your love is beside me. Yeah, you opened up my heart and then you threw away the key. Girl, now it's just you and me, and you don't care about where I've been. You know I used to be in 1D,
now I'm not free.
People want me for one thing,
that's not me.
I'm not changing the way that I
used to be.
I just wanna have fun and
get rowdy.
On coke and Bacardi,
sipping lightly.
When I walk inside the party,
girls on me.
F1 type Ferrari,
6 kids feet.
Girl, I love it when your body
grinds on me, baby.
You know I love it when the music stops, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music stops, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Word around town, she got the buzz, yeah. Five shots in, she in love now. I promise when we pull up, shut the club down. I took her from a man, don't nobody know. If you bout to steal, better drive slow. She know how to make me feel with my eyes closed. Anything goes down with the honcho.
You know I love it when the music stops, but come and strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music stops, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come and strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't say nothing, girl, strip that down for me.
Strip it down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I want, girl, can you strip that down for me?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're the one, girl, come and strip that down for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you. We spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that backward, babe. Let me close. There's girls like you roll around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah.
Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Party, party. Coming right up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses than carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this, but I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me, cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt.
But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker the tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Maybe we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt.
Cause every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker the tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Maybe we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 No way that you see me cry.
No way that you see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No, 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 no.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No,
no way that you see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye. Cause every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you lose me, the quicker the tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Maybe we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
Yo, the Hour Radio Network, Tuesday night spot. It goes down. Yo, I want to just thank everybody this evening who's tuned in to the interview with the man, Carlo Albon. you know, imparting his knowledge, staying with us, talking to us for a while just about the industry and his upcoming movie with Mark Wahlberg, Mile 22. Thank everybody who just continue to tune in and continue to follow us. Please continue to do the thing and look us up on Facebook, social media. We'd love to hear some of your comments. We'd love to hear feedback. We'd love to just, you know, even hear who you would like for us to interview in the actual near future. Yo, we love you all. And once again, thank you for tuning in to this week's edition. Until next week, it's DP signing off. Peace.
Phoenix soul in this, hey. I am Rhymes on the track. Covenant Cafe, hit you on a Sunday. Say it radio, flip it on Monday. Friday too, you can get it Tuesday or one day.
That's the hour radio.
Now the Tuesday spot, that's a given. Not your head radio, that's on Wednesday, how you living. See you moving side to side as you listen.
That's the hour radio.
Welcome to the nightlife on Thursday. Indie up, give it to you in the worst way. So Saturday, we gon' serve you like you Thursday.
That's the hour radio.
That's the hour radio.
Network.
You gon' hear the hour radio.
Network.
All the damn is riding on the radio.
Network. That's the hour radio.
That's the hour radio.
Network.
You gon' hear the hour radio.
Network.
All the gems is riding on the radio.
Network. Yeah, that's the hour radio.